All right, ready to dive into some drama?
Always. Lay it on me.
Today, we're tackling the Rob.TV Minecraft community. Specifically, those misconduct allegations and how the admin team handled, well, everything. You guys really wanted a breakdown of this one, and let me tell you, it's messy.
Yeah, this isn't just some spilled milk on the server. It gets kind of heavy.
Exactly. And to unpack it all, we're mainly relying on this document called In My Perspective of the Rob.TV Admin Team by Sugar Mango, who is a staff member on Mount Jimmy Checkers, one of Rob's servers, during all this.
Sugar Mango seems to have had a front row seat to the whole thing, and their account doesn't hold back. We get screenshots of Discord messages, firsthand observations, the works. It's pretty compelling stuff.
Okay, so quick recap for anyone who needs it. Rob.TV, big name in Minecraft, known for servers like Mount Jimmy Forks, Dwarves versus Zombies, Lords of Minecraft, all that. But we're not just talking about your average block building here. These servers are all about role-playing, big collaborative builds, really invested communities.
Which is important to remember because it adds another layer to this whole situation. When you're in a community that's built on trust and shared creativity, you expect a certain level of, I don't know, responsibility from the people in charge.
Right. You're trusting the admins to keep things fun and safe. Which brings us to December 2023. This is when those initial allegations surface. A community member is accused of sharing explicit images of a 17-year-old.
And Sugar Mango is on the Mount Jimmy Cooker staff team when this happens. They actually end up banning the individual from the server and, as protocol dictates, tell them to contact the Rob.TV admins.
Which, on the surface, seems like the right move. You'd hope that anyone in that position would do the same. But here's where it gets wild. Sugar Mango sends the evidence directly to Danny Dip.
Danny Dip being?
Oh, sorry. Dan Dip was the Rob.TV community manager at the time. So Sugar Mango sends them the evidence and nothing. Crickets. For months.
Months.
So, but this just gets swept under the rug? Nobody said anything?
Not exactly. Fast forward to June 2024. There's this big super chat voice conversation happening on Discord. Think of it like an open mic night where anyone can listen in.
Juicy! Who's in this super chat? Oh, you've got Rob.TV admins, including Dana Dip, MS Devil, Rob himself, some Mount Jimmy Ticker staff, and a community member named Sky, who we'll talk about more later.
Okay, setting the stage for some fireworks.
Oh, absolutely. The Mount Jimmy Cakers team uses this super chat to finally confront the admins about the December incident, and Sugar Mango especially does not hold back.
I bet. After being ignored for that long, I'd have some choice words too. But it doesn't end there, does it?
Not even close. It gets worse. According to Sugar Mango, both MS Devil and Rob questioned whether the pictures would even be considered child pornography because the victim was 17.
Oh, wow. That's not a good look. It's one thing to mess up, but to question the seriousness of the situation? Yikes.
Sugar Mango actually provides a quote from the U.S. Department of Justice in their document, specifically stating that any sexually explicit depiction of a minor is, in fact, child pornography.
Which makes you wonder, with Rob's experience running online communities, shouldn't he be extra careful about this kind of thing?
You'd think that this isn't just about breaking server rules anymore. It's about legal and ethical responsibility. And it kind of sets the tone for how the rest of this unfolds.
Meaning
there's this disconnect between what Rob says and what he does. He talks a big game about community safety, but his actions, or in this case, inaction, tell a different story.
It's all well and good to talk the talk, but at the end of the day, it's about walking the walk.
And in this case, it seems like the actions, or lack thereof, speak volumes. But this super chat, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, there's more.
Buckle up, because it sounds like this super chat opened a Pandora's box of community concerns.
Yeah, we're talking everything but the kitchen sink. Remember how the Mount Jimmy Saker staff were brought in under the Rob.TV umbrella? Well, during this super chat, they bring up how they feel like, well, they feel like they've been kind of ignored by the main Rob.TV admins. Left out of the loop, you know?
Oh, so it's like being the forgotten stepchild, except instead of awkward family gatherings, it's a popular Minecraft server.
Exactly. And it's more than just hurt feelings here. They voice concerns about favoritism in promotions, which, when you think about who holds the power in these online communities, is a huge deal.
Right, because it creates this hierarchy. And if those at the top are seen as playing favorites, well, that erodes trust pretty quickly.
And then there's the elephant in the room.
Oh boy, what elephant? We got a whole herd of them at this point.
The Mount Jimmy Cricker staff brings up the issue of erotic role play happening on the server.
Whoa, okay, so we're getting into some dicey territory here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole other conversation about what's appropriate in online spaces, especially ones that are marketed towards, you know, a younger audience.
Exactly. And it really highlights the need for clear guidelines and consistent moderation, which, spoiler alert, seems to be a recurring issue in this whole saga.
So this super chat, pretty explosive stuff. But this wasn't just a casual venting session, right? This actually leads to some real-world consequences.
Absolutely. Remember Crazy Geek 516?
The Met Jimmy Kecker's server owner.
Right. Well, after the super chat explodes, they decide they've had enough and decide to leave the Rob.TV community.
Can't say I blame them. When things get messy, sometimes it's best to just walk away.
So Crazy Geek 516 makes a big post on the Rob.TV Discord explaining the reasons for leaving. But here's the thing. They end up editing the post afterward.
Oh, plot twist. Why the edit? Trying to cover their tracks?
Not quite. According to Sugar Mango, Crazy Geek 516 edited the post to remove anything that could potentially identify or harm the victim from the December incident. It was a compassionate move, trying to protect someone who was already hurt.
Okay, so a difficult situation, trying to balance transparency with protecting someone who's vulnerable. But how does Rob handle this?
Well, that's where things take another turn. Instead of respecting the edit, Rob goes on to publicly accuse Crazy Geek 516 of spreading misinformation and trying to incite a witch hunt.
Seriously? Talk about making a mountain out of a molehill.
And to add insult to injury, he shares a screenshot of the edited post as evidence, making it seem like Crazy Geek 516 was being deliberately misleading or trying to stir up drama.
So not only is he publicly dismissing Crazy Geek 516's concerns, he's framing them as the bad guy here.
Pretty much. And this is where we really start to see that pattern of censorship emerging.
Meaning, it's not just about Crazy Geek 516 leaving. It's about silencing anyone who dares to question the Rob.TV admin team.
You got it. Sugar Mango provides a ton of examples of community messages getting deleted. Anything supporting Crazy Geek 516, gone. Anything critical of Rob's actions, deleted.
Wow, talk about controlling the narrative.
At one point, someone even posts, "I saw what you deleted." You know what happened to that message.
I guess, deleted.
Deleted. It becomes this vicious cycle where people are afraid to speak out because they don't want to be the next one on the chopping block.
Yeah, that chilling effect is real.
Yeah.
Suddenly, it's not just about whether you're willing to voice your opinion. It's about whether you're willing to risk your place in the community to do so. And when it comes to online spaces, those communities can be incredibly important to people.
Especially in a community like Rob.TV's, which is so heavily invested in collaboration and role play. These aren't just anonymous usernames. They're people who formed real connections and poured hours of work into this shared world.
So to risk all that just to speak your mind, that's a huge ask.
Yeah.
And it seems like the Rob.TV admins are banking on people being too intimidated to call them out.
And for a while, it seems like their strategy is working. But then...
Yeah.
Well, remember those Goat Academy builders we mentioned earlier?
The ones behind those amazing builds, Avatrez, Tail Red, and Eris Greenwich, what about them?
They get caught right in the crossfire. Well, they see everything that's going down, the drama, the censorship, the way Rob is handling things, and they're like, yeah, we're out. They decide they want to leave the Rob.TV community.
Which, honestly, after everything we've discussed, who could blame them?
Right. It's like, imagine pouring your heart and soul into these incredible builds only to have them displayed in a community that suddenly becomes synonymous with, well, all this negativity and toxicity.
Yeah, you wouldn't want your art associated with that. So they tried to leave, pack up their digital tools, and take their creations with them.
Exactly. They reach out to the admins and request permission to remove their builds from the server.
What did the admins say?
Well, Emma Struvel, remember her from the admin team? She actually approved their request. It seemed like, for once, things were going to be handled professionally and amicably.
Okay, so a glimmer of hope. A happy ending for at least some people.
Not so fast, because just as the Goat Academy builders are about to breathe a sigh of relief, guess who swoops in and overrules Emma Struvel?
Rob. Of course.
Figures. And it gets worse. Not only does he deny their request to remove their builds, he hits them with IP bans from the server.
Wait, seriously? They ask to leave, and he bans them.
For what? For wanting to take their work with them, I guess? And just to add insult to injury, a new node is coded into the plot system preventing anyone from removing builds. They're basically being held hostage.
Hold on. So not only can they not access the server, but their builds are stuck there too.
Yep.
This is unbelievable. It's like something out of a bad dystopian novel. And the worst part is, this attempt to control the situation, it backfires. spectacularly weak. Mm. Because who else gets caught in this web of IP bans? Let me guess, someone else who spoke out against Rob.
Well, kind of. Remember Sky from that explosive super chat?
Yeah.
Turns out she was roommates with Eris Greenwich, one of the GOAT Academy builders.
Uh-oh. Same IP address.
Bingo. So because they shared an IP address, Sky gets hit with a ban too.
Even though she hadn't done anything wrong.
According to her and a bunch of other people, no. She tries to appeal, naturally, but the whole thing is handled about as consistently as, I don't even know, it's a mess.
So we've got bans, censorship, complete disregard for people's work, and this feeling that the Rob.TV admin team is making things up as they go along. Honestly, it's exhausting.
It really is. And nobody sees this more clearly than Sugar Mango. They were a part of this community's leadership. And remember, their whole account of this is what we're basing this deep dive on.
Right. So what does Sugar Mango have to say about it all after seeing everything firsthand?
Well, they're honest. They say they're really disappointed in Rob, especially after having worked with him. They basically accuse him of caring more about content than the people who make his communities thrive, despite all his talk about community safety.
Which, I mean, is a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah.
But is it true?
When you look at how this whole thing went down, it's hard to argue. And it's not even just about this one incident. It's about this larger pattern of behavior. Sugar Mango even talks about how Rob tends to favor certain members of his community.
Like giving them special treatment.
Essentially.
And this is a problem because...
because it creates this uneven playing field. It breeds resentment, feeds into suspicion, and honestly, it makes it hard for anyone to trust that the rules are being applied fairly.
So, okay, we've established that the Rob.TV community is, to put it mildly, a hot mess. Rob's reputation is on fire,
yeah.
People are leaving, and those who stick around are either too scared to speak up or just completely disillusioned.
Yeah, not a great look.
So what happens next? Does it all just... go away?
Well, not exactly. Remember, all of this drama went down starting around June of 2024. It took 6 months, December 2024, for anything to actually change.
6 months? That's an awfully long time to wait to address a crisis. You'd think they'd be a little more, you know, proactive.
You'd think. But it isn't until 6 months later that the Rob.TV admins finally introduce a trial mod program and some new server rules.
Hmm. 6 months and a whole lot of bad press later.
It does make you wonder if these were genuine changes or just a desperate attempt to, like, stop the bleeding.
Right. Are they really trying to address the community's concerns or just trying to save face?
It's the age-old question, isn't it? Do actions speak louder than words?
Exactly. And Sugar Mango seems to think it's more about appearances than actual change, which brings us to this very interesting detail they drop at the end of their document. You ready for this?
Hit me.
So remember how we talked about Rob's emphasis on content, on constantly churning out new stuff for his channel?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it turns out that Rob is a huge proponent of using AI-generated art.
Which, you know, in and of itself isn't necessarily bad.
No, not at all. But it's the context that's important here,
yeah.
Right?
Because on one hand, he's all about this AI art, this idea that speed is the greatest meme, which he actually said, by the way.
I saw that.
But on the other hand, he's claiming to value the artistic contributions of his community, this idea of collaboration and creativity, which takes time. So which is it?
It's the hypocrisy that's frustrating, right? And what makes it even more jarring is that when he's called out about it, he defends his stance by saying something like, well, I've worked with and paid artists and animators my whole life.
It's like, okay, that's great, but what about now?
Exactly, and that right there, that sums up this whole saga. Saying one thing and doing another, prioritizing content over people, it's about control, plain and simple.
And that's a really important message for anyone who's part of an online community, whether it's Minecraft, Twitch, whatever. These platforms might be digital, but the people on them, their feelings, their experiences, they're real.
Exactly. And as we've seen with Rob.TV, those in positions of power, even in online spaces, can have a huge impact on the people around them.
It's a good reminder to be aware of who you're trusting, who you're supporting, and to always, always think critically about what's happening behind the scenes. And on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive into the Rob.TV drama.
It was a wild ride.
It really was. But we hope you found it informative, maybe even a little empowering. Knowledge is power, after all. Until next time, happy gaming.